Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, hey everybody, and happy Free Comic Book Day.
Woo!
Sitting here waiting for Mostly Comics to open with the lovely Keisu.
I am lovely.
And how about we officially welcome to the We Got the Geek family, Alex.
Yay!
Woo!
So last Sunday we had our geek trivia, and I think ever since then we've pretty much converted you. You're buying comics now. You're coming to Free Comic Book Day.
I feel all of a sudden like I'm back in high school with my cool clothes on and my makeup, and it's been good. And I'm now waiting eagerly for my new comics.
And I think you were a little more excited than even us to come to this today.
A little bit.
A little. I've made my own dress. I've taken on the full cosplay aspect of it. And, yes, I want to purchase my first graphic novel.
That's awesome. And you're Harley Quinn today?
I tried. But, yes.
Cool. And we're doing the Doctor Who family thing again.
Yes, we are.
Diana's getting a lot of use out of her Matt Smith shirt.
I spent a pretty penny on that shirt, so I'm glad she's gotten her use out of it, and not at one time, oh, I wore it, I'm done.
Getting our money's worth. So, Alex, have you been scoping out the comic list for today? Do you know which ones you want to get?
Well, I know which ones my kids want to get. I probably will get something, like, with the Transformers in it. I'm not too sure. I'm hoping to get many. So, they don't have to make too much choice.
I think it's the big G.I. Joe Transformers crossover, is it not?
I think so. So, it looks pretty interesting.
Cool. And this is the, I think we realized yesterday it was the 12th anniversary of Free Comic Book Day?
Yes.
So,
in 2002.
That's insane. We've been to almost all of them, I think.
I think I missed one.
You had to go for me one year because I was working.
Yep.
And even Diana's been to the last 8. Even when she was a baby, she was coming to these.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're doing things a little different this year. We're going to travel to a few different stores, see what's going on at those stores. Maybe talk to some people, check out some cosplayers and some of the books. And we'll just see what happens from there. So we'll be going into Mostly soon, and we'll go from there.
Cool.
All right, so we're starting our Free Comic Book Day festivities off by speaking with Kim from Mostly Comics, dressed like Wonder Woman.
You may address me as Diana Prince for the remainder of the interview.
You're not going to do that spin thing, are you?
Yeah, actually, no, I can't, because my skirt's rather short, and I'm going commando underneath it, so... Hey, I did some manscaping, so it's not going to be too bad, but...
Well, that's good. That's good.
The look on your face right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, first of all, congratulations on you guys winning our Geek Fest trivia night the other night.
Oh, thank you.
Couldn't happen to nicer people.
Oh, thank you.
I'm proud that you knew your comic book stuff, especially that Wizard of Oz question.
Yeah. The comic book stuff, I could hold my own in. The computer stuff, people were talking about things, and what I was hearing was Mambo Dog Face to the Banana Patch. I had no clue what was going on there, so thank God I had a computer geek with me.
That's good. That's good. So there's a lot of good titles out this year on the Free Comic Book Day. Have you had a chance to look at any of them?
Actually, no, I haven't. I did want to look at the Future's End, which is a setup to a big DC crossover.
Yeah.
And the Guardians of the Galaxy, the movie's coming out fairly soon, so looking forward to that, actually.
Yeah, me too. I was surprised.
Yeah. I am Groot. I said I was going to go the whole day saying I am Groot, but so far I haven't managed.
That'd be awesome if you did that.
I am Groot.
So we haven't talked to you in a while. What stuff have you been reading lately? Anything you've been surprised by? Anything you want to recommend?
Well, yeah, actually, I was really quite surprised with the Avengers. Like, there's 6 Avengers titles, and with the 5-week or 5 Wednesday month we had 5 of them come out in one Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Anyway, I read them, and I thought, this is really great, because it goes goes right back to Steve and Tony's conversation about they need a huge Avengers army, and I'm thinking, like, why do they need so many and so such a powerful team? But it's explained now, and it was like 2.5 years ago at least, so they set this up a long time in advance, and it's, wow, this does tie in. This is really cool. Take note, DC.
Yeah, I was going to say, so speaking of DC, this week they announced they're finally doing the Justice League movie. Is DC too late to the party, do you think?
Well, better late than never, but yeah, they kind of missed their opportunity, I'm thinking. But as long as they don't cast Nicolas Cage as Wonder Woman, I'm okay. Hey, there's precedent right here.
I think they might want to stay away from Nicolas Cage, actually. He's not good.
Yeah, no, he just isn't.
No.
I managed him to work in every conversation, don't I?
You do, actually. You're obsessed.
I am. But in reverse.
So usually every year with the Free Comic Book Day weekend, there's usually a big superhero movie released. This year it's Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yep.
Any thoughts on that franchise?
Rhino's not quite what I thought. Like, what I wanted to see in the third Spider-Man movie was him swinging through the streets, and he sees a scene of chaos down, you know, a police barricade, and the cruiser surrounding a bank, and the bank hall, like a big hole smashed through it. And then the camera zooms in, and we see the vault door off, and then the Rhino walks out. I mean, the CGI'd Rhino, like the book Rhino, not the
big Rhino
one.
Suit.
Yeah, like the big strong guy.
Yeah.
The Great Hulk with a horn. And he comes like walking out, just like through the teller cages and stuff. Everybody's screaming, and Spider-Man kind of casually goes by, whip, wraps his ankles together. The guy topples over. He's too fat to get up. He keeps on swinging, and that's like during the opening credits, and that's all we mentioned of him. I thought that'd be kind of cool. So when I heard Rhino, I'm thinking, all righty. Then I saw the costume, and thinking, nah, maybe not.
That's like a Transformer kind
of. Yeah. Yeah. Oh well.
Oh well. I guess nothing can be as bad as Spider-Man 3.
Yeah. No, they kitchen sink that one.
Yeah.
Everything. I mean, oh yeah. Just
too many dance scenes.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So I have to bring this up, and so happy for you guys. Neil Adams is going to be here.
Yes, he is.
It's very exciting. How did you guys manage to land him?
I used to date his wife in high school. I'm kidding.
Awkward.
No, actually, through the Niagara Falls Comic Con convention, which is coming up June 6th, I made my contacts through that, and here he comes.
That's awesome. So that's June the 4th?
June the 4th. That'll be the Wednesday before the comic convention. You can have him here for 3 hours from 4 till 7 p.m. that day.
Nice. Now, do you have any favorite stories he worked on? When I think of Neil Adams, I think of that great Green Arrow, Green Lantern, Hard Traveling Heroes, and even Superman, Muhammad Ali.
Yes, and I have quite a few of those available for people who want to buy them.
Oh, that's cool.
His Batman Illustrated series, where it showcases his art. There's three volumes, so there's a choice between hardcover and softcover in all three volumes. Quite a few, but that Hard Traveling Heroes, I mean, that was
fantastic.
Yeah. That was sort of, oh, geez, nipples are chafing. Guess the best thing I could rub on?
Not on me.
You want to do it? Don't look on your face again. That describes Neil Adams to me, and there's a poster we have of Neil Adams, that Batman, where he became the Avenger of the Night again, rescued him from being that campy Adam West Batman, which was funny, and it was okay on TV for the time, but that's not Batman.
No. When you guys announced this, I did a search on YouTube, or on Google, sorry, all the iconic covers he's done, all came back.
Yeah.
Like so the Batman picture on your window, that's an iconic Batman picture.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to that day. I really am.
That's going to be fantastic.
Good one, yeah.
Now, not to rub salt in the wound, but a few days ago you were telling me that you used to have this amazing comic book collection with all these great first appearances, and your mom had thrown those away on you.
She did. Boxes of them. Boxes. I had the first Bizarro, which was in Superboy, actually. The first appearance of the Legion of Superheroes when the three of them came by, and my dedicated kid wore a bubble helmet and shot the little zigzag out of his eyes. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, Cosmic Boy, not Magnetic Kid. Either way, man. The first Metallo, which was a robot on the moon with Superboy again. And again, all the first appearances of Fantastic Four and the Hulk. And I liked the Hulk right from the beginning, so I had his whole 1-6 run, and then he went to tail.
So if you still had those, we probably wouldn't be talking to you today.
Absolutely
you'd be up
not.
In your mansion.
Absolutely not. You know, looking down on all you peons, yes.
So I was wondering, do you still have any kind of a comic book collection, or is that just something you leave at work every day?
I still do.
Yeah, okay.
Oddly enough, like being at the store all the time, you get kind of comicked out. So I'm pretty specific about what I do now. I collect the X titles and the Hulk, of course.
Right.
Even when he's bad. Just so I don't have a hole in my... Yeah, you don't understand.
Oh, me. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. But, yeah. The Grey Hulk didn't like that. And then when Peter David left it and they went to the Cerebral Hulk, didn't like that. But I have them all.
I can understand that.
Yeah. Collector mentality, right?
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, thanks for having us here on Free Comic Book Day. And,
absolutely my pleasure.
Look forward to the Neil Adams appearance, and have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, and we're here with Beth now. Happy Free Comic Book Day, Beth.
Thank you, Jason.
Now, have you had a chance to check out any of the free titles? Anything you're looking forward to?
I saw Rocket Raccoon, and I thought, oh, I want to read that, and I saw Guardians of the Galaxy. So if there's any left at the end of the day, that's what I'm grabbing for me. But apparently it's customers first.
Oh, those pesky customers.
I know.
Yeah, I grabbed the Guardians of the Galaxy. I guess Venom and Miss Marvel are on the team now for some reason.
I haven't even looked inside it yet. Because when they came in, they went straight to the basement, and then Cheryl checked that to see that we had everything, and today was the first time I actually got to touch them as such. So I was like, ooh, ooh!
Nice. I can't believe this is the 12th Free Comic Book Day as well. That blew my mind.
I know. We've been doing it since day one.
Yeah, we've been coming here since day one as well. So that's been awesome.
The great thing about it is that it's actually the idea behind it is catching on now. Come and pick up something for free. Try a new title. Introduce people to reading, because that's what it's all about. It's not just grabbing something for free. It's to try something new and get people reading.
Yeah, I guess even the Niagara Falls Library has given away free comics this year.
In fact,
that's pretty awesome.
We've donated comics to a couple of libraries in the area for events that they're having today.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we try to collaborate because we're all in it for the same thing. Get people reading. Keep people reading.
Definitely. I have to mention your awesome Marge Simpson costume today.
Thank you. I know. I can't believe, quite honestly, that somebody donated these god-hideous mustard-colored tights to Value Village. I mean, like, why?
I think you might have...
Why would you donate them if you had them?
Awesome. Awesome. So I want to thank you for coming out to our Geek Fest trivia a few days ago.
Oh, that was awesome. I knew two answers. I felt so smart.
Yeah, I was telling Kath, one of the highlights of the night was when you jumped up and yelled out that you knew that answer.
I do have to add that I also knew the answer to the Highlander question, and Kath can vouch for me. We had written down Highlander, and then we crossed it out and put in Flash Gordon. So I knew that one. Two out of the whole evening. Woo me!
Nice.
And you only got points for one.
Yeah, not a lot of people knew that one. I thought that was one of the easy ones, actually. So.
I don't know. I know weird shit. You didn't ask enough weird shit that I know.
Well, that's funny, because on our next trivia contest, one of the categories is going to be weird shit.
Oh! Right up my alley.
Nice. I've never asked you this before, but do you have any kind of a comic book collection, or is that just something you leave here at the end of the day?
I don't actually have much at home. I have Why the Last Man, because that was one of the first things that really got me reading on an excited basis. Before that, I was reading a bit here and a bit there. But I find that I lean more towards Chew and Walking Dead, the odder things, Marvel, though, has got me into their new titles. But I don't have much space at home, so I'm more of a graphic novel person.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of things have you been reading lately?
I read Elektra, Ms. Marvel, which is great, by the way.
Yeah, read that one with Diana. And she loves it.
Captain Marvel, baffled what's my last cracked brain cell that I have. Daredevil I read, and I thought, well, the first one was great. The second one was not bad, but not as good as the first one. So I'm hoping that when I get around to reading, well, the 1.5, I didn't enjoy as much as number one.
That was weird, that one.
Yeah, it was a little odd. And this Origin series, awesome. I mean, it's totally different to the first one, but awesome. I really am enjoying this.
I'm going to check that one out someday.
Buck a book, Jason. Today's the day.
Oh, you're having some great sales. I just picked up a Batman graphic novel, so thank you for the awesome sale today.
No, it can't beat these prices, I tell you.
I would say, yeah, definitely.
The only thing that beats these prices are Kim's leg and cleavage.
Yeah. Images I'll never get out of my brain. It's all in good fun. It's all in good fun. Now, you guys made the announcement this week about Neil Adams coming to the store. Are you guys psyched?
I am so stoked for that. Yeah, I'm really stoked for that. I'm going to be standing in line like every other geek wanting something signed.
Oh, me too. He's a legend. Looking through all some of the images online of his past comics, and I remember them all from when I was a kid. So.
Well, it was killer knowing but not being able to say anything. And I've got a big mouth, so for me to have kept it quiet for this long, I think Kim put super glue into my lip balm.
Yeah, you did a good job of keeping that secret. We were definitely surprised. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
The very first customer who came in the door after we said we were going to announce it today, the very first customer came in like a minute later, that says, guess what? The dam burst.
Oh, that's fantastic. I can't wait. That's going to be so cool. Already booked the day off work and everything.
Awesome. Well, we'll be here. I don't know how much work I'll be doing, but...
So that's definitely on June 4th, and anyone can come out and check it out and get an autograph.
Order a sketch in advance. If you email them or give them a call, you can pre-order your sketch, and then when you get here, it'll be here.
And he draws a fantastic Green Arrow. I just want to throw that out.
Yeah, that's actually the one that I'm getting signed for myself. I'm grabbing those two trades.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, Bev. Well, thanks for being with us on Free Comic Book Day, and we look forward to seeing you on Neil Adams Day, and have a great day.
No, thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you. All right, we're still out and about on our Free Comic Book Day travels, and lo and behold, we've run into our good friend, artist extraordinaire John Balmer.
How's it going?
Good, how are you, sir?
I'm enjoying my Free Comic Book Day, as always.
Yes, happy Free Comic Book Day.
And to you too, sir.
And also, happy anniversary. 4 years ago today, I met you for the first time in here.
Wow, yeah. This is this is my fifth Free Comic Book Day here, but yeah, it was 4 years ago today you met me on this day.
I think I may have said two words to you that day. Hi, and...
I think it was, hi, nice stuff, man. I think it was something along those lines, yeah.
Cool. So we haven't seen you in a while. It looks like you got some cool new stuff. There's a Harley Quinn I've never seen, and you're working on Arrow as well.
Yeah, I'm working on a kind of a Green Arrow mix. It's the comic book Ollie Queen with the TV Ollie Queen. Something I've been meaning to do for a while, and the show is such an awesome show. I couldn't help but be inspired while I was watching it, so I've been working on that. And yeah, Harley Quinn is new. I've got some prints available of that. A few more planned coming down the line for Fun Expo in a couple of weeks, and then for Comic-Con at the Scotiabank Center in June. Definitely a bunch of new things on the horizon, let's say.
Cool. I don't know if I imagined it, but did you have a girl Boba Fett as well?
That is actually, funny enough, last year I did a contest on my Facebook page, the drawnbyjohn.com Facebook page, and funny enough, our good friend Ryan McNabb was actually one of the winners.
Oh, okay.
And the idea was the winner of the contest would get a sketch card of their choice. And he asked me to do a girl Boba Fett. And that's what we did. So that's what's up on the Facebook page right now. And if I happen to see him today, he can actually pick it up because it's been ready for about 6 months.
Wait, back up. He didn't request a Firefly picture?
I think he did originally, and we still do plan on doing some Firefly stuff. But, yeah, he had changed his mind and went with a girl, Boba Fett. I think it's just because he likes hot chicks. So.
Good that he was original that time.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. And, yeah, so it's all set for him if he decides to show, and if he doesn't, he gets to wait another 6 months for it.
Thank
you. Cool, that's awesome. And you mentioned Fun Expo. We have a table there as well, so definitely we get to hang out with you that day. That's going to be pretty cool.
You guys are going to be about 20 feet to my left.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be awesome.
It's
going to
be awesome. The floor plan is just looks great for that day. So I think as always, because it's my favorite event of the year.
Awesome. Fantastic.
It's going to be good. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we've already got some interviews lined up for that day, and can't wait.
Excellent.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
you're looking forward to Niagara Falls Comic Con as well, you mentioned?
Very much.
Cool. Hey, man.
Very much.
Cool.
See, that was a drive-by. Paul High.
Yes, a drive-by Paul High.
Awesome. Yeah, Comic Con I'm really stoked for. I like the layout this year. I like where Artist Alley's positioned. You know, we're going to see all of our good friends, and actually my table is right next to Alfonso from Studio Comics. So,
yes.
You know that's going to just cause some fun right there. But then, lo and behold, right behind the curtain behind me is going to be Kristen from Wasabi's.
Yeah, so it's a little family event there.
All I can picture is every now and then people looking up at me and then looking past me to see Kristen's head poking through the curtain. I'm sure it's going to happen.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Like a mini We Got the Geek reunion there.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be good here.
Cool. It was cool seeing you again.
Absolutely.
We'll get you on the show again once your schedule clears up a little bit.
Yeah, once the schedule frees up, do something else for sure.
Yeah, figure out some non-Beastmaster reviews.
Yeah.
Dude, it was a funny segment.
Barry Crippy was wrong, man, I'm telling you.
All right, man. Well, thanks a lot for talking to us again, and we'll see you soon, man.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
So Alex is leaving us right now, and I have to ask her before she goes, what did you think of your first free comic book day?
It was awesome.
Did you get all the free stuff you're looking for?
I did. I got everything. Because the girls came with me, they got all the kids' things. I went to the public library. There was hardly anybody that took anything.
Oh, wow.
I got everything I wanted to read, plus more, so I've got lots of things. But I was really impressed with the sales. Like, yeah. Graphic novels. Like, I got graphic novels for, like, $10 that were, like, almost $30.
Well, I bought a Batman one I've been waiting to buy for over a year.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Brilliant. So I'm quite excited. I'm looking forward to getting down and dirty and reading. And your glasses did not work, by the way. They are not X-ray.
No, I couldn't see through your dress. Darn it.
Next time I'm going to be She-Hulk.
All right. Cool. Yes. A lot of green body paint there.
Note to self, don't be She-Hulk.
There you go. Well, it was cool having you with us today, and we're going to do a comic book segment so we can talk about some of the stuff you got today.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks.
See you later.
Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, next up on our free comic book travels, we've come to Sketchbook Comics, and we're here with the dynamic duo of Jeff and Joel. How's it going, guys?
Good. Awesome.
Happy Free Comic Book Day.
Happy Free Comic Book Day.
How's it been in here today?
Amazing.
A lot of business?
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Crazy.
People have been coming in and out before we even opened because I forgot to lock the door.
Oh, nice. Nice. Have you guys had a chance to look at any of the books that came out today and any you were impressed with?
I read the Futures End one like 2 weeks ago. It was really good.
Yeah, I liked the Futures End book.
Atomic Robo.
V-Wars.
Cool. Yeah, I picked that one up on your recommendation earlier.
I like Atomic Robo.
Cool. I do have a question for Jeff, actually. What were your thoughts on the Grayson miniseries, or Grayson regular series?
I am super psyched about that. I love it. I think it's a great idea. I love the idea, the concept, everything. I love listening to people complain that he's holding a gun.
No problems with that, though?
None. It's Batman that has a thing against guns.
Cool.
Robin just does it because that's what is expected of him.
So you like the idea of Grayson just as a secret agent, then?
Love it.
Okay. I figured you would.
Yeah.
At least he's... Well, I mean, they spoiled it already, but at least he's not dying.
But I knew that anyway.
You kind of could tell. They're just like... Well, wait, wait. And it's like, well, obviously not dead.
And how do you put Luther in the Justice League with Batman if he killed Dick Grayson?
That's true.
It's, yeah, absolutely.
Remember the old days where there was no spoilers at all, like ahead of time?
I do remember those fondly.
Oh, those are good times. They're never coming back.
The only thing that I think is funny about the whole Grayson thing, like, I don't have a problem with the gun. I don't have a problem with anything that's going on because he doesn't have a mask.
Yeah, it's a little weird without the
mask.
And
Shree's, as Jeff, we were talking about it before, and Jeff's like, well, it's international or whatever. And I'm like, but there's superheroes everywhere. Somebody's going to run into him and be like, Dick Grayson. And he's got a G symbol on his chest, which I just thought was
a belt buckle.
And it's not like he's disguising his face at all.
No,
like,
not at all. But he's a secret agent. Who says we'll ever see his face?
That's true.
Let's face facts. He's like half a step away from a ninja.
And it's and that's all true, but I just... I figured if they were trying to, you know, he's like, okay, you have to pretend you're dead and hide your identity, you know, whatever. It's just like, here's the new mask you wear, and here's the letter P for your chest, not a G. You know, just something. He's just got clues that point to who he is.
The G's, I'm pretty sure the G's just going to be a buckle, sort of like Green Arrow's G was on his belt for years. Just a buckle that sort of resembles a G.
But you figure Batman and Robin are masters of disguise. He'd at least try and change up his face a little bit.
Yeah, maybe he's tired of wearing a mask.
Maybe.
Maybe they chafe.
Maybe.
There's no chafing in comics.
Not with those pants, no.
Oh, goodness me. So, other than looking forward to Grayson, what stuff have you guys been reading lately?
Southern Bastards.
We picked that up today on your recommendation.
Fantastic.
As well.
And that first page is something you've probably never seen as a first page, splash page ever.
I'm scared.
Possibly in the history of comics.
He's right. It's good.
And I was told I have to read that one.
So you may have to start reading again, Case.
I know. Not just buying.
How do you have this podcast?
I edit.
Fair enough.
No, it's an excellent book from two excellent creators. Jason Aaron's well known for his work on Thor, all the stuff he did.
Wolverine
with the
and X-Men.
He worked on Hulk for a bit too, right?
He was on Hulk for a bit.
Ghost Rider, plain old Wolverine, The Other Side.
Writing Original Sin now.
Scalped. And then Original Sin.
Okay.
So, like, he's all over the map, and I don't think he's ever put out anything as bad. Jason Latour, the artist, he is not as well known, but the guy's super, super talented.
He's the writer on Wolverine and the X-Men right now.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah,
he did Winter Soldier.
Yeah, he was the writer on Winter Soldier for a while, too. And,
cool.
And the book sold out at distributors before it even hit the shelves, so.
He did a book called Loose Ends as well through 12 Gauge Studios.
Yeah, where he did, when he was writing.
Yeah, where he wrote that. And then, was Expatriate really the last thing he drew professionally?
No, he did, that Mignola book.
Oh, right. Yes, I can't think of what it's called either. Iron something.
Yeah, it was about like an Iron Man type character in World War II.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Related to the Mignola Hellboy universe.
Yeah, tied in.
He's done a various like random things like that.
He's a phenomenal artist, though.
But yeah, those two guys are super talented, and it's probably the book I want.
And I almost killed Latour once.
Yes.
Yeah, you were saying.
If you feel like you come down to the shop sometime, I'll tell you the story.
It's a sad tale.
No, it's not sad. He's still alive.
Well, that's good.
His pieces are all there.
That's a podcast of a different kind, then.
That's correct.
I finally got a chance to read the first three issues of Loki, and I really liked it. And you recommended it months ago. And
yeah, it's a good book. I think it's the third. I don't know if it's the second or the third one, where it kind of got a little weird. Like, I don't want to spoil anything, but there's kind of time travel involved.
Okay, I don't think I made it that far then.
Then maybe I misunderstood what was going on in the comic, because I haven't read number four. Yeah, I don't know. Part of it was a little bit confusing to me. But I really like what they're doing in the book. The art's good. The story's good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the writing and pacing is good. So it's like, it's got a whole package. But yeah, very enjoyable.
Cool. And got to get you guys' opinion on Amazing Spider-Man number one.
It was okay. It's Peter, and I was happy to have Peter back, and some of the situations that he's dealing with were cool. There were a couple of things about it that I thought were kind of a weak interpretation of Peter. Spoilers. Where he discovers he's a doctor and just is like, oh, I'm a doctor.
I thought it was funny, actually.
It's funny, but I'm like, that's not really Peter. I see Peter more as being like, well, I didn't earn that.
Yeah,
that,
true.
That's not me, and I'm not. I don't have a doctorate in that because I don't know cybernetics. And
yeah, I'm glad to see there's going to be consequences from that.
Absolutely. I was a little. It threw me when the Avengers are watching him, and I thought it was hilarious. Spider-Woman says, "You know, oh, that's Peter," and Cap's like, "How do you know?" Only this could only happen to Peter. And Cap's like, "Well, I would need more than that." And all I could think was, "No, you wouldn't, Cap. The Red Skull once took over your body.
Yeah,
this should be familiar to you."
Yes.
But for the most part, I thought it was good. I'm also not a big fan of the way they've decided that he doesn't remember anything.
Oh, okay.
Because they never gave that impression at all.
Yeah, because
when he was in his head,
yeah.
He wasn't seeing things. So I wasn't a big fan of that. But overall, I like the tone of the book. I like the feel of the book. And I like that it's Peter. So
cool.
We'll see how it goes.
I like the way it looked.
Yeah, great.
I really like Ramos.
Yeah.
Because I haven't read it yet. I only flipped through the pages.
Yeah. No, it's. I was surprised I liked it as much as I did because I'm one of the few fans of the Ox series. Didn't much care for the Goblin storyline, though.
No, it was weak.
Yeah.
I waited that entire series, and that was weak.
Did you guys get a chance to check out the Secret Origins book?
I yes. did. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah,
the Superman one was the most surprising, actually, because they were really kind of building on stuff that wasn't there before.
I love that they showed Jor-El and Lara playing with him before he ever got in the ship. I mean, I'm sure it's always been that there was a time frame, but
she gives birth.
Yeah.
And Cal goes, like...
She squirts him out into the ship.
Into the ship and out into space.
And in the 80s run, he wasn't even born until he got to Earth, actually, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
John Byrne do that?
Yes. Yeah, John Byrne. There you go.
So, yeah, there was some really cool stuff in that aspect. I really liked the redo on the Robin one.
That was really cool.
Stuff in
it. Yeah, no, I thought that book was really well done. I'm really looking forward to the next issue with Batman. I don't even remember who the other two are, but just the Batman one.
Let's plug it for Kath. Aquaman. Aquaman's in the second issue.
You're right, he is.
Oh, that's amazing.
You need to read issue 2 of Secret Origins.
Nope.
How about this? You just come to the store, I will read it to you.
Well, start with time, what
you have? Do you want to start that on a regular basis?
No.
You can read comics to people?
Only Aquaman to Cat.
Once upon a time, Mira was there.
It's a personal little thing.
Oh, God. What else? What else can you guys recommend?
Sin Zero was really good.
Okay, I haven't checked that one out yet.
Jason Aaron didn't write the first one, but he's writing the whole series. Mark Waid basically sets it up.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. Like, I'm really looking forward to that book.
Batman Eternal.
And Batman Eternal's been awesome.
I'm really liking Batman Eternal a lot.
I'm looking forward to The Future's End that comes out
of
the... Yeah.
I am.
That looks crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even...
But in a good way.
Yes, absolutely.
Murders robots from the future. There's nothing better than that.
Oh, Omax. Definitely.
Killed by Batman.
Come on. Omax.
Uh-oh.
We need more Omax. And more of the Forever People, too.
Yeah. But
we'll get that soon.
Oh, nice. Just looking at your rack over here. I don't mean that in a dirty way.
New Wally West.
Well, yeah. What are your thoughts on that, actually?
I'm cool with it. I don't care that they changed his background. You know, that doesn't bother me at all. The annual really felt like Wally talking about... It really sounded like Barry talking about Wally the way I would expect him to. So it shows that there's going to be a relationship there. I've seen complaints about the stereotypical portrayal of him because he is... Spoiler, black now.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I guess I should have looked at it.
But
costume looks cool.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, no, it doesn't bother me that they made him black. Who cares?
Yeah, definitely. Earth 2, still liking that one?
Oh, I love that book.
Looking forward to the miniseries?
Really looking forward to just the next issue when it's Superman meeting Lois again for the first time. You know?
Robot Lois?
Yeah.
Robot Lois.
Tornado body now. Yeah, I really like that book a lot.
Yeah, it's a great series. And what else? I don't know. Justice League and the Metal Men?
I love that book. That's a really fun book.
That was actually a big surprise because I think it's the most heroic issues of comics that DC's put out in like a year. Like, everybody was being heroic in it as opposed to kind of being dreary.
It wasn't dark. It was just fun. Superhero comics. Yeah.
And I've always liked the Metal Man, and they always get kind of like a relaunch that just kind of nothing happens. So I really hope this sticks, and I really hope,
yeah,
you know, we get to see some metal men all the time.
Yeah, that was, it was a good portrayal of them. And now I remember what I wanted to ask Joel. What are your thoughts on Justice, the first Justice League United?
Oh, that blew my mind. I loved it. Like, yeah, probably more than I should. Like, the first comic that I really, really got into, what hooked me into collecting, was Alpha Flight. My uncle gave me, like, a full run, which at the time was, like, 28 issues, maybe 20. And then I feel like it hit a lot of those same notes, because it's in Canada, and the Native American mysticism stuff that was in there was stuff that I remember, those themes in Alpha Flight.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, this is the comic for me. And it's got Action Man. And it's got Animal Man.
And Green Arrow and Stargirl.
And poutine jokes.
Yes. And, and a boot. And I thought that was awesome. I'm like, it's like he's pandering, but not, because he knows it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I loved it. I can't wait for more issues.
Yeah, it was good.
Not fast enough.
It could be Marvel, where they crank out 12 copies a month.
Oh, jeez.
I could live with that.
12 different Avengers books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, speaking of DC, there's a JLA movie coming out now. Thoughts?
I'm excited.
Fully expected.
Yeah, everybody knew it was coming.
Yeah.
They announced Scott Snyder as the director. I think we all kind of assumed that when they announced that Batman and Superman and Justice League were going to get filmed back to back.
Yeah.
So that was my assumption. I was like, wasn't that really them kind of saying Snyder is going to be the artist on it? Or Snyder.
Director.
Yeah, director on it.
Yeah.
So I wasn't overly shocked, but yeah. And I have a feeling everybody's worried that they've cast so many people for Batman and Superman. I have a feeling we're going to see the Justice League in, for the most part, in cameo at the end.
Yeah, the end credits scene, maybe.
And then from there, I mean, they're already filming Batman Superman, and they're still casting people. They obviously don't have huge parts.
Yeah.
I would expect we'll probably see a lot of Wonder Woman, but aside from that, I have a feeling there'll be cameos at the end.
Yeah, probably. And I guess they still got to cast. Well, do we even know who the other heroes are going to be in it?
Well, Cyborg's been cast.
Yeah.
But no, for the most part, we don't really know even that.
I had to laugh at the Matt Damon as Aquaman rumor that went around.
I did hear that rumor. I would have been 100% okay with that, okay. But it's a rumor.
That'd be amazing.
I've also heard the guy who played Sawyer on Lost.
That would be all right.
Which I
would
bounce around too.
Yeah, which I would definitely 100% be behind. And I've also heard, is it Momoa or...
That would be terrible.
Moa or
that one,
the guy from Game
actor,
of Thrones,
right?
The guy who played,
I'm not a
Conan.
Fan.
I know.
Not a fan.
I've heard that too, and that one doesn't make sense to me.
No, I would probably, let's be honest, I'm going to see it no matter who's in it.
Yeah.
What else? Actually, I had Return of Wally West written here. Star Wars casting, what do you think about that?
I'm cool with it. I don't think it's complete, and you know, they've said they're still looking for more females for it.
Oh yeah, there's still a ton of cast. When you look at how many people were in, like, the prequels.
I try not to look at the prequels at all, but yes, I see the point.
There were hundreds of characters in them that just barely even appeared. Well, they're going to do that again. And whatever sticks, you know what I mean, that's the stuff that's going to be the new legacy. So I expect we'll still see tons of people announced for newer roles.
Yeah, maybe Lando will be back. They run into him in a bar or something.
That'd be awesome.
Yes, it would.
Or he's stolen the Millennium Falcon again.
Yeah, it's the party bus.
Yeah. Nice.
I've seen the Lego movie too many times.
It was good, though. It was funny. Now, before we go, I need you guys to tell us all about your upcoming Day of the Zombicide event, May 17th.
Yeah, Day of Zombicide, May 17th. We're going to spend the day playing Zombicide, the board game. We'll probably play both the first version and Season 2, which is Prison Outbreak, and introduce people to it. We've got the Zombicide Game Night Kit, the first one, which gives us scenarios of, you know, food, cars, or weapons, what's most important, and you play out the scenarios to kind of go after each one in each scenario, and it gives benefits for the next round. And there's promo figures and promo dice and to be given away.
We're going to
run zombie movies, and we'll have the food and stuff. And it's going to be a good time. We're just doing it for fun, you know. Just have a good time. That's really about it. I love the game. It's probably my favorite game. I just want to play it more. So we came up with this.
That's a cool idea, actually.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for a great free comic book day in here. You guys had great deals, and Kath went nuts. And
yeah. Sounds good.
It's all good. So thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next time, and have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.